Airlines watch Vatican's role to prevent an Israel-Iran war. While Germany, France, and the United Kingdom demand the fighting in Gaza must end now, nuclear warships are deployed by the United States to the Mediterranean. They would be able to attack targets in Iran. In Israel, authorities are preparing for a major attack by Iran, while Iran officials say an attack on Israel would be justified. What hasn't been reported in most media is the active role the Vatican is now playing in this explosive development. The Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian and Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin had been in ongoing discussions. According to Iranian Press TV, in a phone call with the Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin on Monday, Iranian President Pezeshkian reiterated Iran's core stance on the need to prevent war and bloodshed and promote global peace and security. But he said Iran has the right to defend itself against any act of aggression. iturbonews.com. He commended the Vatican's support for the establishment of peace and stability in the world and called for its more active role in ending Israel's crimes in Gaza, lifting its blockade, and dispatching aid to the war-ravaged people through consultations with international forums and human rights organizations. The Iranian president said the U.S. and certain Western countries, backed by international organizations, keep silent in the face of Israel's aggression and have emboldened the regime to commit crimes, assassination, and genocide. The Vatican Secretary of State, for his part, hailed President Pezeshkian's call for boosting constructive interaction with the world and promoting international peace and stability. Parolin said the Vatican supports Iran's efforts to promote interaction and convergence among the countries in the region and across the world. In the meantime, travel from and to Israel is becoming more difficult with many airlines canceling flights due to the unfolding security situation. Airlines and the travel and tourism industry around the world are closely following the security situation in Iran and Israel. The following airlines are still operating flights to Tel Aviv: Air Canada, North America; Air France, Europe; Austrian Airlines, Europe; Arkia, Europe, Middle East; Azerbaijan Airlines, Europe; Blue Bird, Europe, Middle East; British Airways, Europe; Brussels Airlines, Europe; Bulgaria Air, Europe; Cyprus Airways, Europe; EasyJet, Europe; El Al, Europe, North America, Asia, Africa; Ethiopian Airlines, Africa; Etihad Airways, Middle East; Eurowings, Europe; Finnair, Europe; Fly Dubai, Middle East; Georgian Airways, Europe; Hainan Airlines, Asia; Hisaki, Europe; Israel, Europe, Middle East; Korean Air, Asia; LOT, Europe; SmartWings, Europe; Sun d'Or, Middle East; Swiss, Europe; Transavia, Europe; TUS Airways, Europe, Middle East; Vueling, Europe; Wizz Air, Europe. Airlines that cancelled operations to Israel at this time: Aegean Airlines, Europe, flights cancelled until August 14. Air Baltic, Europe, flights cancelled through August 18. Air Europa, Europe, flights cancelled through August 12. Air India, Asia, flights suspended until October 24. Cathay Pacific, Asia, flights to Israel postponed until May 27. 2025. Updated July 21. Croatia Air, Europe, no flights until September 3. Delta, North America, flights cancelled until August 31. Iberia, Europe, flights cancelled until August 15. ITA, Europe, flights cancelled through August 15. KLM, Europe, flights cancelled through October 26. Lufthansa, Europe, flights temporarily suspended, further suspensions are currently up in the air, excuse the pun. Ryanair, Europe, flights cancelled until August 23. Swiss Airlines, Europe, flights cancelled through August 16. United Airlines, North America, flights cancelled until August 31.